Well, shenara, shenara, it's Al Pitcher. I am happy to be with you. Thank you, my little compass. We are together. This is my podcast. It's called Al Pitcher Dream Guest. The idea is I sit down with a guest and we have a fika together. What a wonderful way to find out about somebody. Did you know that a global poll company in 2021, they were called Scent, they asked Swedes how they felt. 66% of Swedes said they felt lonely. I'm going to beat that loneliness. You and I together, because you are not alone. I am here with you. My guest this week was Hedvig Lindahl, a fantastic målvakt for the Swedish national team. She's played in Atletico, Chelsea. She has played 189 times for Sweden. Can you believe that? And she is fantastic. I'm currently putting my hands up as though I am some type of målvakt. I couldn't even catch a cold. She was brilliant. We talk about learning from our wives. We talk about the new coffee intake. She didn't like coffee. Now she does. Why is that? We'll find out. And also, her specific music taste really doesn't like this type of music. It was a really, really great chat. I enjoyed it so much, and you're going to enjoy it as well. So just, yeah, listen, have fun, laugh out loud, dance like you're not being watched. I'm Al Pitcher, and this is my dream guest. Someone that I wanted to meet, dream guest. My son is a målvakt.
Uh-huh.
He's 13 now. So I now understand the stress.
Yes.
It's an unbelievable position. We're going to get into that more. The idea is that we're going to have a fika together.
Mm-hmm.
The concept for me is, in Sweden, I find it very difficult meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having a fika is probably a way to do this.
Yes.
So you're actually going to guide me through, like I am your guide dog.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do to start with was, wanted you, rather than me looking up Wikipedia and Googling you, I want you to tell me who you are, maybe as you would at a fika.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As if you would not have seen anyone's social media accounts and whatever. We just meet for the first time.
You just come in and you're sitting down. Basically, we would be sitting having a cover and you start talking. Yeah. Very non-Swedish thing to do. But yeah.
No, I like that. Actually, that's exactly what I feel for you, because I have no real clue. I've seen some of your stand-up. Yes, I've seen that. I Googled you and then you're name and some of your shows came up. I think you went to my hometown in Katrineholm.
Katrineholm, yes.
I mean, he's been there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the joke is you play Katrineholm twice in your career, once on the way up, and yeah, welcome back. No, I. It's a very weird place, Katrineholm. Very much a train changer.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one that comes up always.
Yeah, and I've done it a few times. The audiences are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's something about that part of the world. Flan, Katrineholm, Vingorka.
Yes.
They're all.
My hoods.
They're original. They're original, you know?
For sure. Yeah. You have one of them here. So you said it, originality. Well, if I would describe myself, I don't think I would be maybe the whatever a typical Swede would be, if you generalize. I don't think I maybe fit that mold so much, because I am very curious. I think I'm open.
Yeah.
Whereas my wife, she's from Berlin. Her mom is from Singapore. She kind of feels like she doesn't really 100% is, you know, one type of culture, you know, so she's opening up the world to me even more, even though I thought it was open.
Yeah,
I realize I'm probably still a little bit, you know, stuck in some, you have some biases that you don't really understand still, you know. It's interesting,
kind of carry on with, but do you, when you drop if I dropped you into a social situation, are you going to do okay?
Well, I would be very, like, 100% curious of the people that I meet.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was not very, how do you say, like, I was like a rough diamond, maybe, if I can, you know, like, give myself some critique, but also kind of build myself up. Because I was very, very curious of people, especially if someone new came into a group. I would be like, hello, who are you? Who are you?
Okay.
And, da, da, da. And
yeah,
they probably felt like, stop suffocating me, you know? And I don't think that's so Swedish.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I think you get more and more Swedish coming when you live here. You start getting into those kind of, I wouldn't say, if I met someone, I wouldn't be so, oh, welcome. Oh, who are you? I'd be like, I've just been in America and the Americans come up to you and they say, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And they welcome you and have a good day. To me, I'm thinking, are they going to rip me off? Are they, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's that suspicion for me.
Yeah.
So, and it's sort of quickly over your career, 189.
Yes.
I'd love 190. I'd love 190. Yeah. But 100, I would. 189 is brilliant.
Yes.
Do you get the caps? You know when it says caps, you don't get a cap, do you?
You did from UEFA when you hit 100.
Okay.
But I think in England they have some of those.
Yeah.
If they get one from every game. I'm not sure. But we get like this, in Swedish we call them vimplar.
Okay.
What is it called in English? I don't know. But yeah.
I just did that thing where I just went, yeah. And I didn't know the
you
word.
You know, like you have the club emblem.
A flag, little flag.
A little flag.
Yeah, yeah. You do that before the captains sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But after you play a game for the national team, the full national team in Sweden, you get one of those. So
okay.
Usually you travel for 10 days, you have two games, so you'll get two.
Yeah, cool.
And I've tried to collect them all.
Yeah.
So I put them up in a room at home, like on a string, and just like put them together.
Ah, nice. My idea for this dream guest was to find out more about you. What I want to do now is have this kind of dream fika together. So let's imagine the perfect place for a fika.
Okay.
And yeah. And what is yours? What where would you like me to be with you?
What a nice question. Now, it could be different. I mean, it depends on the situation. You can you can be out in the in nature somewhere. Just
yep.
Bring your fika and sit at having a nice scenery to look at. Something like that. You just sit on the grass and you have a lovely fika. Or if it's more a cafe or so, I would love it to be like lights in the corners. Like the lighting is very important.
Yeah.
It should not be very, very bright. I don't like when a lot of light comes from above. It should be like a little bit, maybe not dark, but like cozy kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in a very cozy room here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think you're spot on here, actually.
Yeah, yeah. We imagined how you would like it,
yes,
lighting-wise.
I think you did
and
well.
We couldn't take you outside. So, but I mean, don't you get uncomfortable outside? Like, I'm not an outdoor... Are you an outdoor-y person?
I mean... When I grew up, I was, but I can understand what you're saying.
Just like bony bums,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like and you get, and then there's mosquitoes,
yeah.
You know, like
and the ants,
yeah, yeah. There's just issues with everything in this country,
no,
and
for sure.
And then people are warning you, like festing, watch out for the festings,
yeah,
and,
that's true.
You know, so we go in. Sorry, the lighting is wonderful. Mm. It's nice and cozy. We're in the corner. Are you wanting music? Is it?
I mean, I could have some lounge music, but the most important thing is the conversation.
Yeah.
So it cannot be very loud. And also, I want privacy from the other guests. I want to be able to fully tell you about whatever thoughts and feelings I have. So I don't want someone sitting just 1 meter to my left here.
To me, that's very Swedish, to have that kind of barrier of a meter, 2 meters.
Yeah.
So we've got some jazz, we're okay. And
no, not jazz. No,
not jazz.
No, no.
Okay. Sorry, DJ.
My 9-year-old son, though,
yeah.
He would probably like that. But
a bit of jazz, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just on shuffle.
I'm not great with these things, so but I don't like jazz. That's one thing. Okay.
that's the exclusive from this podcast. Yes. Is
don't play jazz.
Yeah, no jazz. That's how we end it. Me playing like saxophone. But and coffee wise, like. What can I get you?
I've actually not been a coffee drinker throughout almost my entire...
Exactly.
No, but the thing is, it's changed. So it started off with these probably jam-packed sugar things that you can buy in the gas stations that don't taste coffee. I don't like the taste of coffee, really.
Okay.
But I started off with drinking those and I thought, well, this is not really coffee, but I like it. But then I went to a conference and I was so tired. I'd slept so bad. And then you sit there.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm getting tired. I'm in the front row and it's very important people speaking on stage, but I'm really tired.
Yeah, so, you don't want to nod off.
No, exactly. So I'm going to go with coffee. Okay. So I took coffee and I put a bit of milk in and I really liked it. So I took another cup of coffee a little bit later.
Yeah.
It must be that this conference has really good coffee. It can't be that I really like coffee, but I think
it changed.
I think it has changed.
Yeah.
And I don't I'm not proud of it actually.
Yeah.
I was I don't drink coffee, you know.
I thought you were gonna get and then you got up on stage like you know, everything was happening. let's get your dream coffee. This is the one that you requested.
This is the one.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And it's a big size.
Wow. Yeah.
I feel like you have really treated me.
I have a problem with this, Hedvig.
Okay.
For me, a cold coffee, it's like you've forgotten it and you can't find it.
Yeah.
You know, in your house.
I understand what you're saying.
And then you go, oh, there it is. And it's like 20 minutes too late. You drink it and you go, like.
Yeah. No, that's not the same. This is very cold. You're describing is like the room temperature. You have to put some ice in it in that case. This is cold.
Okay. Well, let's. I don't think I've even tried one of these.
Oh, might never go back to whatever you had before.
This might be the whole thing of like when you, with the conference, it might change my whole life.
Yes, maybe.
No, it's quite sweet.
It doesn't taste like coffee, does it?
No. It's,
I love it.
It's a bold espresso with creamy milk. I get that. I can get that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It grows on you.
It does, yeah. And I'm not not a kind of latte person at all. But that's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Now you changed your mind.
But now we're at the point where you're not doing Porto with this, are you? This is a one. You don't do another one of these after.
My wife found somewhere where you have them, more like in a milk carton. Yes.
Yeah.
So I realized I've been pouring myself a glass now and then, actually.
Okay.
At home.
Yeah, wow. In the mornings, nighttime.
I'm like...
It's a problem, I think.
It's growing on me. I just realized it now.
Well, you might have turned my corner as well. it's okay. It's okay. One thing that I think Fika... For Swedes, very difficult to explain it to non-Swedes. Like, you know, my mum would ask, what is this fika? Because in New Zealand, you would go and have we've got some cafe culture, but they'd go and have a drink, a beer, or, you know, like, we don't really have that. Has there ever been a moment for you, like, having a fika, a dramatic fika? Have you ever had, like, has there ever been anything that's happened?
I wouldn't. Think so. Very, very boring in that answer. The most dramatic thing that I can imagine, and it's not even dramatic, is when I was a kid, you know, and you visit your grandmother or something like that, and they bake kanelbullar or something like that. And me being a young, growing athlete, I would eat 15 of those.
So that obviously, I mean, that's quite dramatic.
That is dramatic.
Yeah.
I was... born and raised with wheat and sugar. That's and I mean it went okay.
But like, are you a baker?
I'm much better at baking than cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you baking?
I would make maybe chocolate balls or something.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it depends.
Okay, chocolate balls. Okay, maybe we can bring you a chocolate ball. I don't know.
What?
And we've got the reveal here when I've already blown the whole thing. So here we go.
I
got to do it again.
You speak directly to my heart.
Exactly. Anything can you say, I can deliver. Of course you can. Yes. I was very tempted as you're a Morvac to throw it. Do you get that a lot where people throw? Shall I have that other one? Yeah.
Shall we try that? Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Try with this one?
I'll grab that one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
See if I'm.
And
if
then
I still got
there
it.
We go.
Yeah.
And what I liked about it is you followed it. You really watched it.
You got
your body behind.
Yes. The footwork was so and so. But yeah.
But
yeah, I love these too. I mean, I need to get some. I need to call these companies and say, look what I've done now.
Absolutely. We'll get photos with them. And yeah. You're not. Oh, okay. This is awkward. I was starting to eat mine already. And you're like, I'll save that for later.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's a big part of my personality is fun because I'm a goalkeeper. Yeah. To save things. But
I like it. Yeah.
I mean,
you never had fika during games?
Not during games, but usually you. We'll have some sort of fika directly after the game.
Okay.
And that's when it feels totally 100% good to have it. Because after a game, you're tired and you need the sugar very quickly.
Because I watched the World Cup this time around and in Wellington, mm-hmm. It's New Zealand, and it was cold. And the Swedish players were drinking, but it must have been hot chocolate. Wouldn't have been coffee, would it?
Oh, no, coffee for sure.
Yeah,
I wasn't a coffee drinker, but when I... was playing it because you usually play at 9 o'clock in the evening,
yeah.
And I'm not an evening person. I'm very tired in the evening. Not a great thing when you're supposed to have like your brain working as a goalkeeper, as you know, as your son is a goalkeeper. It's a lot about thinking and anticipating what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's a lot about maths, actually, like seeing the different angles. If I place that person there, they can only play here, or maybe they can thread the ball there, and you know, like all these different things. So you have to be fresh in your brain. And I'm not during the evening.
Wow.
I'm really, really tired. At 10:30 is my like perfect time to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I would drink coffee, black coffee, just before I went out to play at 9 o'clock. So I would be like, wake up, you know, really tired. If I would play a game at 10 o'clock in the morning, you would have seen another level of me. I'd be like,
people
would be like, shut up. You know, because we haven't woken up yet.
I played football. Here I am telling an international goalkeeper that I played football.
I love it.
No, and I played one time. I played for a pub team in England, and I wasn't talking to my dad. Really, didn't get on with my dad, and I was in goal because no one else would go in goal, and I saved this ball. Like you do, you got to save the ball. And my dad hugged me, and he probably hasn't hugged me since, but it was a real weird moment of like, like that, you know. But I don't know what the moral of the story is. Hug someone when you save things.
Yeah.
But I genuinely, the responsibility of a goalkeeper is so full on. Like, mistake wise, you make, like, strikers can miss. But a goalkeeper, Morvac, one mistake, 88th minute, disaster.
Yes.
So, yeah, just in case you didn't know,
no, exactly.
Like,
no,
after 189 caps,
yeah.
And,
exactly.
You know.
No, but it's also, I think that's, maybe you don't realize it. You choose your position before you realize the...
Did you play anywhere else?
Yes, I did. I played with the... with boys at the time, and we had competition in goal, actually.
Okay.
But I was a forward as well.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. So the grown-ups following me growing up said I had talent as a forward as well. And I guess I liked to be where it happens in the box, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the way, why I chose to be a goalkeeper is basically, it was fun. It's very satisfying. I don't know if it's you produce something every time you catch it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And also you can throw yourself around, like you can get, you know, end up in a puddle and that's fine. You know?
Yeah.
And that's maybe not exactly what you thought a girl would do.
And goalkeeping's changed now because it's like the pass, back pass.
For sure.
Used to be like pick it up and roll it to yourself and bounce. And
yes.
Now you've got to play with your feet. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I spent 2 years in Spain, in the later stages of my career.
That was at Redeco?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I think the first year when I had a session as a goalkeeper, like the warm-up session, I think 70% of that time with that coach would be playing with my feet.
Yeah.
I felt like this is a forward training. Yeah.
Put in things are changing.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously, I think if you ask goalkeepers in general, I think you will find many people that has like a forward dream that they had to give up and like, I should have become a forward.
Yeah,
and then you
yeah.
were like bitter for a few years.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
was for sure.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel like, you can have your money. It's fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll take some shit. We'll also be in the paper, but maybe not as often in positive light.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, I accepted it in the end. But
Yeah. See, this is a dramatic fake.
Maybe this will turn out to be the most dramatic fake I've ever had.
This is it. Well, you know, and you haven't even touched your chocolate ball.
I know.
Yeah.
I'll give it a taste. I'll just
don't
munch it up.
Don't hold it.
Yeah. If I can open it. There we go.
Mm. They're good. They're solid.
They're really good. I actually have a history with these ones from when I was in school. When you were like 14, we were working in the cafe, and you could buy these for 5 kronor, for 5 Swedish crowns at the time. I think it was a common practice that if you were working, you were able to kind of like
take a couple.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you knew the one working, like, could you? Like, I mean, they were so cheap anyway. But how many did we eat during the school days? It was
Not bad.
It was amazing.
I think they're about 8 kronor now, so that's not bad.
Oh, they can be much more expensive some places. Yeah, if you go maybe buy them in
angry,
bulk.
Angry at the prices.
It's not, and then sometimes you come to cafes and they have their version, but it's. So I'd say this is the best one.
Yeah.
In Sweden.
It's solid. And there's a sponsorship call.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, why haven't they called?
Yeah. And you're holding the Starbucks. So, I mean,
it's probably bad because I don't know if they're... Maybe they're cancelled or something.
Yeah. I've seen the commercial already, the ball that comes over.
Catching it.
And you catch it.
Oh, my God.
And they go, yeah. And then you just start eating it.
I mean, I didn't have so many years in my career. I never had a brand manager.
Oh, okay.
But if I would have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Directly. It would have been given.
Because there's some old joke about a goalkeeper saves a child from a burning building. Okay, it's got a bit heavy. But, and they go, oh, Hedvig's here or something like that, and then they throw the kid because they trust.
Yeah.
Then you catch it and then you kick the kid
down the
street. So sorry about that.
It's the mystery cake.
So here we go with the mystery cake. I don't even know what this is.
Oh,
so this could change a
this
lot.
This time you can't give it away.
No. But there might be a sponsorship deal.
Oh. Shall I open it right now?
Open the... Okay, it's collage. Collage.
Okay.
Collage.
Wee. Oh.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
It's a healthy mushroom, I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks a bit rude as well, but that's fine. But that's... So what it is, it's a Carl Johan Marzipan Svamp.
Oh.
Marzipan, a truly global confection with a rich history dating back to medieval Europe, the Middle East, ancient China, and beyond. In Sweden, marzipan is celebrated through traditional treats like princess torta, punch rolls, dammsugare, and various marzipan figures such as Christmas pigs. A bit personal. Here we have a seasonal delicacy, Carl Johan Marzipan Svamp. So we've done that 3 times now. When in the 19th century, Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte was brought from France to become Sweden's King Carl Johan XIV, it is said that he brought with him French food habits, such as his love of mushrooms. Swedes got that now as well with the Cantarella Stella. But to the king's surprise, Swedes weren't big on picking mushrooms, and it took several national campaigns to lose the suspicious attitude towards these spongy delicacies. Stone mushroom, which happened to be the king's favourite, from there on became known as Carl Johan. So there we go. There's your mystery cake.
Interesting. I wouldn't have expected that, actually.
No, I didn't think there was any history involved in this.
Yeah.
But the 2-hour... information I've got. We've got to try these. This is part of you cannot try not not try this.
This now I am in uncharted territory because I don't know how to eat this one. Like, do you eat the top or the bottom or the side? How do you eat this? Okay, you try.
We don't eat the top. We don't eat the top first. I think you should cut it.
Yes, I think you keep going there. Yeah.
Oh no, it's a proper marzipan.
Okay.
Do you like marzipan?
Not so much, actually.
Got to try it.
I like it on a princess cake because it's very thin. So when it's very concentrated like this, I'm gonna feel challenged. But I'm gonna try.
Okay. Yeah, you have to try. But
maybe I'll take the top off.
Yeah, but it's
that's possible. There we go. Very well done. It's proper.
It's amazingly designed, but it's very yeah, that's the mystery cake. to me it's a bit of a mystery if we're going to actually finish it, because it's
going to pass on that one, actually. I'm sorry. I feel like a little bit rude.
First time that has ever happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Carl, what was it, Carl? Yeah, I've forgotten the name already. I've said it four times. Carl Johan Marzipan Svamp. Maybe we should say out of 10, the mystery cake.
I mean, I'm not big on marzipan. I know that. So I'm not, I don't know. I didn't eat all of it. So
I don't think you ate any of it, to be honest.
I did, here.
Okay. I struggled through that bit, to be honest. What are you up to right now, though? Have you finished your career, or are you going to carry on, or? I'd like you to carry on.
Oh, that's sweet. I mean, you could always carry on with football.
Mm.
So many players that played in big teams and big leagues still play, but on a lower level. And that's the beauty with football. You can still find a level to play if you want.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know if I'm going to be like, so that's it, I'm... You know, bye-bye football, mm-hmm. You know, write something on, you know, this player's tribune, what is it called?
Yeah.
Big wordings and all of this. Or if I should just let it fizzle out and just like, I'll show up in a Division 3 team somewhere, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Or somewhere else. I haven't decided. I wasn't too happy with how the last kind of...
It was with you, Gordon.
Yes, my last kind of like...
And it was because of like the social media? Was the abuse in the games or...
The real reason, I don't really know if I know, but it wasn't really a good energy surrounding my presence in the club. Unfortunately, I had met many, many, many good, really nice people who stood for great things, and I was met with a lot of really sad, you know, comments and, you know, sad, like, if you look at it objectively, it looked quite sad and
yeah,
horrible, to be honest.
Vile, yeah.
And maybe the lesson could be that maybe we should moderate a little bit to protect when those things happen.
But do you feel loved? Like when you see people, do people come up, say hello?
While I played in Djurgården, there were always a lot of people screaming my name and showing the appreciation of my persona, but also the other part.
Yeah.
It was two extremes, I would say. So it happens that I walk around in Swedish society and someone realizes who I am.
Yeah.
It's like, are you the goalkeeper?
Yeah.
Just have to say thank you for everything you've done, and you know, like,
and
that's really sweet when they do that. But I also kind of appreciate that I am a bit anonymous as well. I kind of like that I kind of step out from the women's game before it really have taken off.
Do you think it has? Do you think it's got bigger in the last? I thought the World Cup this time around, you know, especially with the awful Spanish Federation, was just such a shame because it was such a great tournament. And then it was overshadowed by, you know, misogynist pig, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, it was, but it did feel like it was very global. And I really hope it, you know, my daughter plays and she loves it. And I think it was from the World Cup where she really picked it up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, you know, if you listen in a little bit on the everything surrounding the women's game, it could be coming in from a, you know, commercial point of view, people working with that, or governance point of view, or play it well for point of view. It's just everything is just growing, growing, yeah. growing, and we're trying to figure out how we do this.
Yeah.
Whatever everyone says is that it's going to be an exponential return of investment right now. You asked me if it's taken off now. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. There is a huge demand for women's sports and women's football.
They say,
all of them say, if we put content of women's football in front of the audience, they love it.
Yeah.
They consume it. First, they said there is no demand. And we're like, well, you haven't tried.
Yeah,
you?
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
I sat in meetings in the Swedish FA saying, why don't we have a Twitter channel?
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
no, because we have a website. Like, no, you know.
Yeah.
Because we have had to push for this marketing to happen. Because
yeah.
the product is good.
And
absolutely.
It's
going to improve and improve and improve.
Yeah.
But it's the marketing that's been lacking.
Well, I've watched you and I've never met you. This has been amazing. And I sort of wanted you to introduce yourself and me to then talk about you. Not that you need this, but I think you're a credit to like the game and to yourself as well. Like also you're so, I think I wouldn't say you're outspoken, but I think you've got your views and I think you say it. I'm disappointed that you didn't have the mystery cake. And you don't like marzipan.
No.
But you have been an absolute dream guest.
Oh.
Genuinely, honestly, it's been so much fun having you here. And I'd love to come and if you're going to play again, I'll bring my son and my daughter and we'll come and watch you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's been very lovely to meet you.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope that maybe we can have a follow-up at some point. And,
for sure.
And that you'll have way more different types of fika. And you can teach us which one is the best
Absolutely.
For everyone to try.
Thank you so much for coming. And
thank you.
Please take your chocolate ball
I'm
as well.
I'm gone.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
For more information on me, please go to my website, alpitcher.com.
This podcast was produced by Soulside Productions and recorded at Clarion Hotel Side in Stockholm.